I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so you guys are in the doctor's office. And Dr. Holmes is packing up to leave. He is skipping town, never wants to see you again because of Willie's black liquid incident. And and Casper's there with you, and you're both recovering from your injuries. And the doctor's like, do you guys want anything, like, around the office? Because I can't take that much with me. I have several hundred boxes of tongue depressors that I have to take with me. If you guys want, I won't call the cops. I won't call the guard if you want to take anything.
We'll just wait for you to leave, and then we'll take whatever we want.
Yeah.
Although I do see you have a nice cabinet full of various drugs with names I do not understand. Do you have any of these drugs that might be good for our journey?
Let's do state of affairs to see if there's any dope drugs that aren't mysterious black liquids that grow limbs. Roll it.
That plus sharp.
Yeah, right? Yeah, of course.
9.
Okay. So you get one hold, which I'm guessing you want to use.
You get one morphine.
One morphine, please.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do one dose of, we'll just call it, painkillers.
Oh. Okay.
You can put that in your items.
Love it.
He goes, I also have this, like, drawer of, like, samples?
Healing potions?
No, there's no... go through my filing cabinet. Nothing about healing potions. That seems like a work of fiction that no one has ever heard of and will never hear of. I have this drawer of, like, samples and things that have been given to me. Anybody want to rifle through that?
Why does this say Viagra?
That is my own personal bottle of... what is this for? I think it's for... I've never heard of anything like this before. That's crazy, man. I'll just take those from you. And he shoves it into his pocket.
I'll take a look through that drawer. Let me take a gander here.
Okay, he looks through the
drawer. I rolled a 6.
A 6 of... Do you have any sharp?
I don't... I think I switched that out for Moxie. Hold on.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I definitely did. -1.
Oh, no. Okay, so it was a 5.
I rolled a 5.
What luck. A second huge syringe full of black liquid.
I think I'll just leave that in there.
No, I think...
I don't really want to touch that.
I think the bad luck is that you go to, like, rifle through the drawer, and he just, like, pulls it out of the slot before you can, like, get your hands in it, and he goes, No, I think your friend should get first dibs. And he hands it over, the whole drawer over to Morteza, and just embarrasses you in front of your friends and the receptionist, who's like,
All right, fine. I guess I don't need anything in that box anyways.
Morteza, when you're rifling through the drawers, you know, there's some like rubber bands that are extra stretchy. There's self-injecting syringes, and there's like some special mechanical reaction hammers, reflex hammers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The rubber hammers that they use on people's mm-hmm. knees. There's also a pair of glasses.
Doctor, what are these?
Oh, I forgot that I left those in there. You don't want those. Those are...
Are you kidding me? Those are so fashionable.
You put the glasses on your face and immediately a video starts playing in your eyes. And it's just like, Doctor, what's a majigs? Famous rubber nipples. The cleanest, hottest rubber nipples. Fake. Not real. Not harvested from a nipple monster. Best nipples you've ever seen. Long and pointy and rigid. For the best baby bottles. Get Dr. What's-a-Kit's rubber nipples. Not organic. Rubber. And as this advertisement plays in your eyes, you try to pull the glasses off your head and you find that you cannot.
Did you super glue these glasses before you gave them to me?
No, they have a required viewing to use. They're a sample, right? Like a third party company called Tech Deck. No, it can't be Tech Deck.
The mini skateboard.
You know, those little skateboard guys? The guys with the little skateboards? It was them.
Those are back in fashion.
It was Tech. What should the company be called? Tech Man. It was Man Deck. I'm playing with my cat now. It was a company called Tech.
Glass Tech.
Yeah.
It was called View Tech. View Tech. Yeah. View Tech. And since it's a sample, in order to use the functionality of the glasses, you first must watch an advertisement. And unfortunately, there is no way around that. But now, as you can see, and you look around the room, and you now see Nada and the doctor and Casper and the receptionist, you can see them all as heat signatures.
Whoa. You're all glowy and weird looking.
Yeah, that's like my internal heat, and the doctor is like extra cold. and just like he's just like you know, where everyone else is in like reds and oranges, he's in like blues and greens.
I look at a cadaver nearby and it's the same color.
Yeah. And that's when you tilt the glasses down a little bit and he's got this very sad face. And he's just like he looks like a Christopher Walken now. Just sort of that like soft boiled eggs, doesn't know where he is sort of look. Anyway, that is our friend Sebastian's level up.
Huzzah!
Where his glasses, he's got a new asset. Some glasses that are disguised so they look like normal glasses. And they're informative because they can see heat signatures and they are something else.
It's really cool look.
That displays advertisements from a third party company whenever he does a bad. And also, I think just to use them, I think just to put them on and use them, you get an ad. So it's not like
every time he has to watch an ad, so does everyone else that's listening to the show right now.
Yeah, I put in a real ad. Muncha, cruncha, buncha, human. Unfortunately, I can't actually do that. I can be like, oh, time for an ad on your glasses.
And then it'll be just 10 seconds of us just sitting. Just...
Well, no, we... No, I would make it like 3 seconds of silence so I could plop them and add right in the middle. And it would be like, bling! And it'd be like, how's my champs? And like the, I don't know, you guys don't get the same advertisements no. that I get. I get some pretty crazy British ones. It's like, oh, we lost the soccer game. It's just like, it wouldn't have said soccer, but.
We lost the football. We lost the footy game.
It's like, what's that? I don't know. I've never heard of footy before in my life.
That guy. And you guys probably get like,
who's
the best guy? Cheeseburgers?
I get a lot of Acast.
Ads from Acast about Acast?
Yeah.
You don't get like really Disney weird. Ads anymore?
No. I haven't heard one in a while.
I'll have to look at the campaigns.
Cut this out, but I don't listen to the ads.
I do skip through
them. I just hit 30 seconds forward twice and I'm back in the episode. So I mean, beep beep. It's a little harder with the people that have to like read their ads. You kind of have to listen a little bit to like see when they're back.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I hate to break it to you. No one listens to the ads. Which is probably why we've made tons of money. Also, shout outs. There is one diehard fan in Belgium.
Yeah, the Belgium somewhere. Dude.
He has listened to every episode, whoever that is. I don't know anybody in Belgium.
I don't either.
I
don't think
that's my best friend right there.
I don't think Maxwell knows anybody in Belgium. He would have told me. Anyway, you're cool as
keeping it a secret.
You're cool as shit. Go to the Instagram. We'll send you a prize.
Where's my prize?
A picture of my balls.
You're part of it. We won't be sexually harassing any of our fans apart, regardless of what Morteza just said. I know that this is the future of the podcast that Morteza wants.
I like your glasses, Sebi. They're very fashionable.
Why, thank you.
Can I try them on?
Unfortunately not. They are still stuck to my face.
Do you even have, like, binocular eyes that would function with these glasses?
I mean, my vision has
not
been failing.
Not you. The alien with the eye visor, with the mystical space visor.
I have eyes, but you just can't comprehend what my eyes
are. No, are your eyes the big... Are they the dome on your head?
Yes.
So they you wouldn't be able to use glasses?
Yes. Doesn't mean I can't try them on.
All right.
It would look kind of funny.
Sebi, you can let him try them.
Okay, and I'll try to pull him off and...
Rip it off his face and take his face with him.
It's just while the ad is on. You can take him off any other time. And Nada puts them on, and they sort of go like, incompatible user, and like it flashes like red on the inside of them. Advertisement cannot be played.
I'm gonna hand them back to Sebi then. Sorry, man. I think these glasses are racist, but you can keep wearing them.
We are very racist. ViewTech reserves the right to discriminate against anybody with no eyes. If you can't view, you can't spleew. You heard me.
Yeah, we'll workshop that later.
No, we won't. That was perfect. Dr. Holmes slams his suitcase shut, and he's like, I wish you the best of luck with your forever mutating friend and your resistance thing and your new glasses and your drugs that you took and... Yeah.
Where are you headed off to, Doctor?
Where are you going, Doctor?
I don't think it would be very smart for me to tell you that.
What is your phone number?
We won't tell anybody. We might show up all bloodied again, but we won't tell nobody.
That is against my best interest, I think. I appreciate the money... Hey, you paid me, and now I'm leaving. I'm taking my...
Do you know any other doctors that we might need later on when we get hurt?
I've only had bad luck with you. I don't know why I would saddle you on my other colleagues. If you had some sort of bribe, perhaps I would.
Oh, what is it that you want? Money?
Money? Yeah, yeah.
How much?
Like,
I'm gonna roll.
Yeah, roll me plus moxie.
I rolled a 9 plus 1, so a 10.
It's a complete success. Nice. So we're not gonna have you roll to see how much money you have to give him, because that would just be like, I guess 1 gold gram. It'll just be like he gives you the information, like you persuaded him well enough to tell you. He tells you about another doctor in New Light who's in like a more rundown, like shady, busy area of the city, but it is closer to your high-rise slums, so they're a little bit easier to get to, but they are not as nice. I would say, like, it's much more like it's Spartan out there, you know. It's you're in a much nicer part of the city when you're in this doctor's office, and you will not have that luxury coming up.
Thank you for that information, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome, but I'm going to take my receptionist, and I'm skedaddling.
Against her will?
And she hops over his shoulder, and he runs out the door. like how Donkey Kong holds Peach. And they ooh, yeah. they get up out of there.
Wow, he's a lot stronger than I thought he was.
And she goes, bye, I guess.
What a strange man.
See ya. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I heard bye. You.
So rude, aliens.
Yeah, we all are.
So now you're in a deserted doctor's office. What do you want to do? We got the Willy problem. We got the Kate tied up in the high-rise apartment problem. We got a dead woman in the hallway problem. We got the baby frog kicked up into your fridge problem.
I feel like we should find Kate and probably untie her, because I believe she might still be tied.
Yeah, it's been like 5 hours since you were there, and she's probably like, what the fuck? Like, they just left me.
Yeah, we should probably go find her. Who knows? Willie might be there untying her right now, too.
That's true.
Is it possible? Yeah, I think that's possible.
Let's go.
But as the listener knows, that is not where Willie is.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you might have noticed Willie's absence from this episode. Maxwell is at the gym. And we'll be catching up with Willie next episode.
Apparently his health is more important than the show.
He actually has massive diarrhea.
Through the power of audio engineering, we cut Willie from this episode and bring him back next episode. Okay, so you all leave. 3 best friends. You leave the doctor's office. You head back to the high-rise slums. And after you return to the basement level, like the cave level of the high-rise slums, you can see that some of the people who hang out there have returned, apparently no longer afraid of the gunshots within the building. They've come back to play their games and drink and be merry, and you guys use the elevator. Now, you don't have your strongman to operate the elevator this time. So who would like to operate the pulley on the elevator?
Well, I believe Nada is stronger than me.
I just got out of the hospital for some serious injuries.
You both did.
And I got zero might. I got
shot in the back.
Well, you don't have minus one might, and I think that's probably the whole point of it.
Oh, you have minus one might?
I have minus one, yeah.
That's why I'm like, he keeps attacking people.
I suppose.
All right. I won't make anything too terribly bad happen to you if you fail. All right. All right. Yeah, you get up there. It's not the most graceful thing anybody's ever seen, but
Are you up yet?
Anybody who sees you start, like, you pull on the chain at first, you're like, I've never pulled on a chain before. And you pull on the wrong end, and you're like, pulling really hard, and you just go like, and you just let out like a little toot. And it echoes through the cave like, and everybody looks at where you are. Everybody in the
Somebody
cave.
Somebody yells, bless you.
And there's a little girl in the corner. She's like, ew. And her mom's like, don't look
My
at
apologies.
Him. He's full of dust. Don't look at him. He's a evil, terrible man.
He's expelling the help. Demons.
No, he can't. Anyway, you pull on the chain the right way this time, and you're on your way up to the floor that your apartment is on. So you get up to your floor, you get off the elevator. It's a little brighter now. It's now like mid-morning, or mid-morning, early morning, like 6 a.m.-ish, and the sun's like coming up. So through the cracks of the sheet metal that this building is made out of, you can kind of make out at the end of the hallway the woman that Nada killed, and your door is still wide open, but it's a little darker in there. Oh, actually, no, I'm sure it's quite bright because Willie busted a hole in the wall. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's quite bright in your apartment.
Oh, I actually did kill her. I wasn't sure before. Someone needs to clean this up. It smells like shit.
She's like squatting and just like slumped over it, and the blood has coagulated.
I thought I saw her twitch before, but I guess it was just a corpse thing going on.
She's coming right for us. Bang, bang.
Oh, it's just the rats. It's just the rats. By the way, I don't know if I gave this impression. Boudreaux's wife is not like a frog person. She's just a human. Oh. She's just a human.
No, yeah, that's what I was assuming.
But Boudreaux is a feral, and so is his son, who's a baby frog, but he's 32.
And the baby son is not a...
So is his wife
a combination of human frog?
No, because ferals are still human, technically. They just sort of have, like, mutated DNA, but it's still the same species. So
he's like Naruto.
I don't know why you I don't know what that means.
Boudreaux pops out and he goes, like,
believe it!
Yeah, I don't know why.
Believe it!
Come.
Rasengan!
Yeah, I would have made the little baby frog do a Rasengan if that was like a thing he could do.
He's a toad sage.
Narutoad sage.
Narutoad.
But what is... He's not a... Naruto's not a toad.
No.
No, but if he, like, didn't have his sage powers, he would turn into a toad.
If he didn't have his sage powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I miss episodes or something?
Maybe.
I
when he's training to be a sage, he has to, like, use
Naruto that is? Weird
nature key, and if he uses too much and doesn't control it, he'll turn into a toad and then be, like, frozen or something.
Is that not what Jiraiya does?
Yeah, Jiraiya's his teacher.
He's a toad sage. He was teaching him how to use Rasengan. Not once did he mention toads.
His master is a toad.
Jiraiya's a man.
Yeah, but he turns into like a hybrid toad man when he uses his sage abilities.
Like, anyway. So we've decided Naruto is not unlike a toad man. They have some similarities. What do you guys want to do? What's the order of operations for cleaning up your mess?
I'm gonna yell out, Kate.
What did you yell out?
Kate.
And you hear like rustling.
Is she inside the apartment?
Who are you asking? I don't know.
Yes, from what Boudreaux told us, she's safe in the apartment. But just have your gun ready, just in case.
He could have like 4, 5, 6 more babies in there. We'd have no idea.
All right, Casper, you go in first.
Why me? I don't want to go in first. This is not my fight.
You're the healthiest one of the three. Come on now.
All right, I'll go in first.
Hold on, and I will stop Casper, and I will put on the glasses.
Dun-dun-dun, the first use of the glasses.
What do you see with your special eyes?
So firstly, an advertisement plays.
Hold on, give me 30 seconds.
No. It's we're literally at a part where I could put an ad. So, I mean, ad rolls.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, if I was a listener, I would hate those fucking glasses.
After your advertisement, Sebastian, you can now see heat signatures around you. Why don't you roll State of Affairs and get some holds?
Like heat signatures are around all of us or like in the apartment?
And anywhere, as long as heat signatures can somewhat pass through walls, right?
Yeah,
like reading, reading of heat. Yeah. My cat is just petting my screen, and I can't see anything. Oh wow,
I got a 10.
That is I was gonna say it's a complete success, but really, what it is
two holds.
Yeah, you hold two.
I got.
So what would you like to do with your two holds from the holds list?
I would like to observe a potential threat or danger and receive a warning or insight into how to avoid it.
Well, that is if there is already a danger. I think what you want is number six.
Uncover a hidden or secret aspect of the situation or environment that could potentially change the course of events. Yes, I want that one.
So, using your glasses to reveal heat signatures, you make out what you assume to be Kate's form, like in the back of the apartment, kind of near where Willie busted through the wall, just kind of like tied up in the corner, and she's sort of struggling. You see like the wiggly heat signature. You glance over at the woman, and there is no heat signature to be found over there. There is a faint one on the other side of the door there at the end of the hallway. So, yeah. Like, someone who is in their apartment. And then you see Casper, you see Nada, and you look into the fridge area, and you see that there is a shape in there moving within within the fridge, but in the wall just past the fridge.
Another baby.
It's just the first baby, you assume. You assume that it is the first wall baby that Willie kicked into the wall.
Okay, I believe I see Kate, and I believe the little baby is still alive.
Oh, hell no. That thing is still alive?
What do you want to do? You still have one more hold that you can hang on to, Mortensen, so don't forget. You don't have to use it right now, but you can.
Okay, yeah, I'll hold on to it.
Okay, and
I'm not going near that fridge. That little fucker stabbed me last time.
Well, don't you want revenge? It seems like you can get the jump on him.
I pull out my gun and start shooting the fridge.
Oh my god!
Indiscriminately.
Whoa! Oh my god! You hear Kate scream. Is that really what you do?
Yeah.
You hear Kate scream through her, like, muffled. Through her gag.
Oh, calm down. It's not like you never heard a gun before.
Well, I can't decide. I think you're trying to shoot the baby, so this is an attack.
Yeah.
So please roll rough and tumble and do well.
So I rolled 7. Is that with skill?
It's with might.
7.
And then you get +1 might from your spectral 6 shooter as well.
Oh, yeah. So I rolled an 8.
Okay. So you shot the fridge, right? That was, like, your whole plan?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not, like, in the fridge. He's, like...
I was going to say, if he's, like, stuck in the fridge, I get another bonus to the roll, too, for...
Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, so it's just still a 9, right?
Yeah, let me make sure. Dead to rights. No. Enemies, immobilized enemies take an additional harm.
That's what it was. So still an 8. That's still a mixed success. He's not in the fridge, but I think if you're like trying to shoot up the fridge and the area that he's in, that'll be fine. You can hit him. So from inside the fridge, how many shots do you fire, Nada?
I unload the clip.
Well, it's not a clip. It's a revolver, right? It's a 6 shooter?
Yeah, I unload all 6 shots.
Okay, so the first...
I fan the hammer.
The first round enters sort of near the front, and it dings off like a metal can of sardines, and you can kind of like see those fly out the open door. The second shot goes way high up into the ceiling. The third shot goes off to the right into the trash can that you guys keep near the door. The fourth shot goes in between the fridge and the wall and hits something in like a meaty thud, and you hear, ah! And as he takes an additional harm from you. And then the fifth shot... goes into the fridge and you hear another wet, meaty thud, but this time you know that it's a turkey in there. I keep saying fridge. It's an ice box. And then the sixth shot just like embeds itself in some ice. What's your skill?
2.
And what's... You get an extra skill from your gun when you use it?
Yeah.
And also he's immobilized, so you're doing 6 harm?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, there's like no way that this dude isn't dead just from like a random shot into the fridge. And so you see like toad blood pour out of the hole in the ice box. And then his little like lifeless toad frog body rolls out like a Mighty Bean, you know, Mighty Beans.
Yeah.
Mighty Beans. They're always bumping when you're jumping or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he looks like when he rolls out of there.
Well, that takes care of that. He croaked.
And you can hear Kate mumbling in the back of the...
I'm going to use my corrosive touch to remove her bindings. Can I do that?
You sure can. Is that a move?
I guess it would be, so maybe you have to wait.
No, you can do it. I just didn't know if you need to roll for it or whatever.
Yeah, I gotta roll for
it. Okay, yeah, roll your corrosive.
And it deals 1 harm to me.
You can also just untie her if you want.
No.
But it's pretty badass if you corrode it.
Yeah, let's corrode that shit.
I think since you...
I rolled an 11.
Okay, yeah. I think because you chose to do this, like, cool, like, corrosive, like, you touch her...
Boobies.
What is this, a sexual harassment episode? Yeah.
I already feel bad about that first episode with her when, like, Willie puts his stinky boots up on the table and he's like, yeah, any booze? No, you help her up and you disintegrate her bindings and her gag. I'm guessing she was like, I guess it was just be rope, but I mean, they just sort of fall apart. I'll give you team spirit if you like. What's your moxie?
One.
Okay, yeah. So you can take a harm and you can gain one to your next roll. Whatever it may be, so just remember that. Kate's like, why are you shooting everything in here?
That damn baby tried to kill me, and Casper said it was okay.
I did not. Who the fuck is Casper's Casper? Word
is law.
Who is this guy?
He's a friend, and he has a lot of good ideas, and he helps us out a lot. This was all his idea.
He looks like a redneck.
Every one of it.
Excuse me. Rude. We've never met.
Casper, this is Kate. Kate, this is Casper. There, you met.
Howdy, Kate. You don't have to be so mean. What exactly does he do, and why are you hanging out with him?
He owns a business. He's a businessman.
Yes, it's a... fuck. What is my name? Casper Delgado's Exterminados. Are you like a rat exterminator then? Yes, ma'am.
And frogs.
I don't think he helped you with that last fight.
It was his idea, okay?
It was a training session. We showed him how to deal with frogs.
That thing's better off dead.
I think you guys are kind of forgetting about the part where I saved your lives. You should mention that
I did forget about that.
I saved Sebastian's life and I killed a bunch of gophers. You should tell her about that.
Yeah, he killed a lot of stuff, just like this frog over here, this little baby one.
You did that one. You remember when we first met and... Oh, shit, Boudreaux. This was after the Boudreaux incident. Anyway, they helped me kill, about 100,000 gophers, and we killed the queen gopher... with dynamite. What is he talking? What is this? What has happened? Nada?
Don't.
He's telling the truth, but I don't know if there's any more we could say to make you understand. There's a bunch of little creatures trying to kill us always. So, I took initiative on this one.
Don't worry about it. We'll bring you up to speed later. You can listen to the podcast. www.ttwtabletop.com.
Just I'm sure there's going to be some sort of traveling involved soon, and we'll tell you on the way.
I have a job. I don't leave. Who do you think keeps everything cool around here?
It doesn't seem very cool around here. My apartment is trashed.
Where's all? Yeah,
we have a security problem.
I don't know.
We're just a woman and a little boy that live here. Like, it's not like we're not. We're not battlers. I owned a tea house. I owned a bar, and then all of a sudden I'm in New Light, busting my ass for you. Where is Ollie?
I don't know, but if you help us try to find our friend Willie, I'm sure we could find Ollie too.
Do you think they're in the same place?
There's only one way to find out.
Do you know where Willie is?
I have an idea of the direction he went, but I don't know where he is.
Where do you think he went?
West.
what is West?
Okay, we were at...
It's a direction.
I was injured. I can't really remember what happened, but I know that he had to leave, and I saw the direction he went. I don't know why he left.
It was because Boudreaux... ran out the door.
Oh, he was chasing Boot.
He was chasing Boot. Yeah, and then I went out to check on him, and I didn't see either of them.
Well, we find Boudreaux. We find Willie, I'm sure.
What happened? Why is Boudreaux, the guy we rented the airboat from, tying me up, and you murdered him? Or did you murder him? Where is Boudreaux?
Yeah, I murdered him and his family.
You didn't murder Boudreaux, by the way.
I murdered Brujo's family.
You did. You killed his son and... You killed
his wife.
You killed his wife in the hallway. You killed his wife in the hallway?
Yeah.
Kate goes to the front door and peeks her head outside and looks down the hallway. And she looks back at you and she goes, "You killed his wife in the hallway."
Yeah, she died kind of funny, didn't she?
She shot a hole through my back.
Nada, please go get her. This is so rude. Go get her.
Go get the wife?
Yeah, bring her in here. We don't need the whole building knowing what you've done.
All right, I'll bring her in.
All right, so you bring the wife in and you lay her down next to her Mighty Bean's son. They're both dead. That's what she says. They're both dead.
Yes, good riddance. Well,
to be fair, they were trying to make us dead.
Yeah, so what exactly happened? What is this Boudreaux family vendetta?
Boudreaux tried to kill us.
Yeah, why?
Okay, so...
We were supposed to pay him to use his airboat.
We took an airboat, we went into the swamp, we fought the Genesis monster.
The Genesis Guardian, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, the swamp caved in. We lost Boudreaux. We don't know where he went.
We had to go through the cave. You're missing a lot of the story, bud.
This is a summary. Don't worry about
it. The swamp didn't cave in when you were on the boat.
No, Casper, why don't you
tell the story?
I wasn't there.
This is a quick summary. If you want more information, please visit www.tabletoppodcast.
What happened to his boat, Sebastian?
I accidentally set it on fire. It wasn't my fault, technically. But we lost Boudreaux. We met Casper. He saved our lives. And then we ended up in Branchtown.
Yes, heart of the city.
It was very nice. We met
Gutters Mahoney there.
We met Gutters Mahoney, where we found out that the Come In Silent.
He gave him a great haircut.
Yes, apparently I'm very good at haircuts.
Oh, his new nickname? Sea Best Haircut.
Yes, I am now Sea Best Haircut. Willie became a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, doctor, lawyer.
Right.
With a wig.
We saw it. We met his mom. That was cool. We met his whole family.
Very beautiful lady.
She crushed up... Oh, the eyeball hand.
The eyeball hand.
Yeah, we found an eyeball hand in the tower that collapsed and fell into the swamp.
Yep, we found that. We also killed...
Rot's dead!
Rot's dead. Yes, we killed him.
I shot him in the head, yeah.
Shit. And then we're here.
You see Kate and her hands are like on her head, pulling her whole face backwards. And she's like, first of all, Rot's dead. Which is like, that's cool. You burned the boat down in the water.
Technically,
and
not
you
my fault.
Somehow don't think it's your fault. And she like gestures to your flamethrower. Somehow isn't your fault. Somehow. But Rot's dead. Cool. Number one. So you burned his boat down.
Yeah, and let's just skim over that part.
Did you ever pay him?
We lost him.
We couldn't find him after the whole boat debacle. But it being on fire greatly helped the situation, I do have to say. Because Willie was throwing flaming stuff at this thing that was trying to kill us.
He did this like really badass like throw like Captain America thing with the fan.
And if that thing wasn't on fire, we might all be dead. So we can thank Sebi for that.
Well, and then Boudreaux brought his whole family to try to murder you.
Yeah, who brings their family to try to murder?
Who does
somebody?
That?
That's a bad idea.
Really
classless. You know what I'm saying? And
especially bringing your 32-year-old baby. That's a little much.
And then he survived, and his whole family is dead.
Yeah, they're technically not our fault.
They're never going to open that restaurant back up.
Oh, also, Willie took a shit on the front porch of the restaurant.
Kate's like, I don't care about that. That's just Willie being Willie. I've tried too hard to try to stop him from being himself, and I'm so tired now. So she goes, so what's the plan now?
I told you already, we're gonna go find Willie and Boudreaux.
Go find Willie, find
and Ollie. Boudreaux and Ollie?
Ollie. Find Willie and Ollie.
And Boudreaux.
He went after Boudreaux.
Ollie did?
Willie did.
Oh, Willie did. Okay. Because I haven't seen Ollie since I was tied up.
Well, if you want to find him, you should help us find Boudreaux first.
Well, I kind of have to stick around here. I want to stick around here in case Ollie comes back. I don't want him to come home and have everyone be gone.
Fair.
That's all right, fellas. I'm with you. Everything's cool. Casper Delgado, exterminado. Casper. You have one of my poison canisters?
I do. I love it. I cherish it every day.
And I want to give each of you a prize for such good like conversation with Kate. She goes, I've got some stuff for both of you. And she like goes to like a little box that she's got, and she pulls out three stones for you, Sebastian.
Oh, I love these.
For use with your bottle bombs, and for Nada. What is Nada like? Thimbles?
Catfish.
Yeah, maybe she got some catfish jerky for you from the market.
Get him one of those straps that you put on Wii controllers so he never drops his gun.
Wraps it
around his wrist.
Like one of those little
yo-yo strings for like lighters that you put on your belt.
Just like whatch for like IDs. That'd be too funny. Just like use a level up to remove. I don't think it's clumsy anymore, so I'm not going to try to take it away from you as much, which is good. I did sort That's of
such a funny gag.
I did sort of rely on that for the first three or four episodes, where it was just like, "Oh, anything under a 7, drop your gun."
Yeah, now it's loud.
Yeah, now it's loud. It is certainly loud. Okay. Well, it's getting to be morning. I guess I could make breakfast for everyone.
Oh, can you make your special waffles with the chocolate
inside? With the chocolate, them? Yes, I can, yes. I just got some chocolate from the market. So why don't you guys sit down, and we'll finish our chats, and we'll figure out what to do with these bodies, and we'll have breakfast. So she cooks for you guys. You guys can relax for a little bit. You're not going to have enough time.
Can we take this time to heal up?
I was going to say no, but I think that would be totally fine. I think since it's like 6 in the morning, if you guys want to like chill until 10 and like figure out what to do with the bodies, like try to yeah. See see if there's like anybody in the building who kind of like knows how to get rid of stuff like that. Yeah, you guys can go ahead and roll mend your wounds.
Or find someone in the building that we could pin the blame on killing those two people on.
If you want to do you want to do one or both of those things?
Yeah.
We're going to pin the blame on somebody.
I rolled an 8 for the healing stuff.
Okay, so you don't have any might?
0 might.
Okay, so you heal 2.
Oh, I'm at full health.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. The worst possible roll you could ever get.
But you do heal 1, so.
I got a 1.
Yeah, no matter what. You heal 1. I guess there would be somehow, like, you try to use an item that gives you -1 might or something, and you roll and you get a -2, because it's 1 through 6, you heal 1, but on a 0, I don't know what happens. If you were to somehow get a 0.
I just die out.
Yeah. Ah! My spleen! So you guys were able to heal a little bit more while you rested. Do you want to find someone to pin the... Because Morteza has one more hold. Discover a useful object or information that can aid in your current situation.
Yeah, let's do that and see if we can just push this under the rug.
Pay for all these damages.
Yeah.
a new fridge at least.
Oh yeah, is there maybe do we know of a coroner that we know in the building?
A coroner,
or like what's the morgue people?
Yeah,
coroner, cadaverist,
but mortician.
That one. Yeah, let's find Morticia.
Morticia the mortician.
Morticia the mortician.
That's why she's called that. Hello. Do you want to find someone to pin the job on, or do you want to find someone to help you discreetly get rid of the body?
Probably discreetly get rid of the body. Better idea.
Because I would assume like the people in this building are like part of the resistance, right? Or like most of them are?
Some of them would be, yeah. Most of them are just like on the run or criminals in their own right. They're not exactly like, they're just like unsavory characters, but nobody really asks questions here. Mm. So you can kind of like operate under the radar.
Yeah.
So if you want to discover a useful object or information that can aid in your current situation, or like that would be to like find someone to pin it on. You can also request a flashback to when you met a mortician in the building.
Ooh,
something like that. Or like
a dual flashback. Like Nada and I were like walking down.
Oh yeah. If you both want to be there, that's fine.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Flashback.
Doodaloo, doodaloo, boom, doodaloo, boom. So it's a bright sunny day in New Light. And you're like being led around the building by like someone you met in a cave. Their name is Patricia, and she's like, "No one's really using this room right here. So if you guys want this apartment, that's totally fine. We're still sort of like building up. You know how it goes. So this room's good. If you want to move in and you guys head inside, it's your apartment, and you set down your shit." You think it's a good fit? And Patricia's like, "Yeah, if you ever need anything in the building, you just let me know, all right?"
Anything at all?
What kind of things you mean?
Well, just like, I'm like really helpful, and like I do a lot of stuff. You know, I help people when I can.
With what kind of things do you help people?
Yeah, like illegal things.
I don't know why you're jumping to illegal things. I'm just saying, like, if you guys ever need like your water's not on, or like,
yeah, like Pop Tarts and.
All right,
we're pretty needy.
what do you guys do? What do you guys do for a living?
He sells bottles down by the seashore.
Would you like one? I can make you one right now.
I don't need any. Well, actually, you know what? With my taxidermy business, you know, I've always wanted to do like eyeballs in a jar.
Oh, okay.
Do like 10 eyeballs in a jar in like a fluid.
Oh, so you need like slightly bigger jar than
No, just like the opening just big enough to like poop, like plop an eyeball inside.
Okay, so you want normal jar, but slightly bigger jar on the top.
No, just it's big enough for an eyeball.
Okay, so eyeball-sized jar kind of big.
Neck, eyeball-sized neck of the bottle. Neck, it'd be like an art project, you know?
Pussy and
I do a lot bottle neck, yeah. I do a lot of taxidermy and work with like cadavers and stuff, so.
Okay. Close your eyes real quick.
I close them.
Okay, you can open them. Here you go.
Whoa! Eyeball shaped neck of a bottle. This is cool.
Oh, thank you.
And she's like, I'll repay the favor one day. And you glance up at the wooden shelf that you installed years prior with the bottle with 10 human eyeballs floating in preservative fluid.
Not an eye glance.
What about Patricia?
Yeah, you think to yourself.
Glance seductively into each other's eyes.
Into each Patricia. Other's 10 eyes. Who's Patricia?
A nice lady we met when we first moved in here. She might be able to help us with this situation.
How so? What is she going to do?
A taxidermy.
On these...
She'll find use for the bodies.
On these people?
Why not?
Maybe. We didn't ask that many questions.
We can always cook up the baby frog and eat him, too.
You go and find Patricia, and you're just like, "All right, so don't be mad. I hope you're not freaked out by this.
How do you feel about helping the resistance? It's for a really good cause.
I'm up for most things. Yeah, I guess. Like, show me what you got.
And then we'd
okay.
Pull up these two
Don't
bodies.
Freak out.
Do I need to bring like a hand cart?
If you have one.
Yes. Or like a rug?
Like a
wink wink.
A rug Ooh. Would work just fine.
Or like a trash bag.
I'd say either a rug or a trash bag. If it's gonna be a rug, make sure it's one that you don't care about
or
very
like,
much.
Or like a Mighty Beans container.
Do they make them that big?
A giant glass
I'm
jar.
Just thinking about it in a bowling bag where you put bowling balls. Okay, she comes with you. She brings like a very large like canvas bag, mm-hmm. and you preempt one more time as you walk in. Like, don't freak out. Everything's cool. And you show her
this woman just walked up here and shot herself in the head right outside
Holy
of our apartment
shit.
Building. I don't know. Why? And I'm pretty sure this little frog man was trying to kill her or something, but he was locked up in the fridge.
What happened to your ice box?
That woman shot up our entire apartment and then shot herself in the head. It was crazy. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, like, and then mm-hmm. kicked the baby into the ice box.
Yeah.
That is such a horrible... I'm so sorry that happened to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we're part of the resistance. It's an everyday thing.
Here you were horrifying. Just minding your own business, just hanging out as resistance guys do, and then people showed up and started killing themselves all over your property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate. Well,
I know.
I do love a challenge, and I've never had a Toad Man body to work on.
Here you go.
Now you do.
I'm going to need help. To move them?
I can help you.
Okay. Yeah. So you start rolling the baby and the woman into the bag, and she starts dragging them down the hallway like Santa Claus. And she's like, don't you worry. This problem will solve itself. And she gets on the elevator and starts operating the chain. And your body problem is leaving, is over the horizon.
Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, you're welcome.
Much obliged.
Yeah, as for sure. And she gets, as the last time you see her face is just like the very evil grin.
You see, Kate. Sebastian gets shit done.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.